It's Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. U.S. businesses gear up for a record-breaking holiday season with MSP-specific conditions. Privacy rules over cybersecurity as NIST provides new guidance, and Enable's third-quarter results are in. This is the Business of Tech.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Per some research from Fiverr, U.S. small businesses are preparing for a record-breaking holiday season, with 84% of business leaders expecting an increase in revenue despite inflation and supply chain disruptions. To target young consumers, companies are focusing on social media platforms like TikTok, while also investing heavily in digital marketing and influencer partnerships. Despite potential challenges, businesses plan substantial discounts and major shopping days to boost sales. Small and medium-sized IT enterprises, or SMEs, in the UK are optimistic about 2024, expecting 14% growth and planning to invest £17 billion in their businesses. Their optimism stems from resilience during the pandemic and a strong recovery. IT firms are particularly optimistic, with ambitious investment plans in marketing, customer service, digital technologies, and staff training. While concerns about the uncertain environment persist, there is hope for a decline in inflation rates and stable or lower interest rates in 2024. According to a report by TD Synnex, 65% of MSPs surveyed prioritize business consulting and planning, while 75% expect business growth. Expanding solution offerings is considered essential for growth by over three-quarters of MSPs. The top areas for growth are predicted to be data analytics, artificial intelligence and machine learning, and augmented reality and virtual reality. MSPs face challenges in talent recruitment, technical education, and keeping up with technological change. Revenue expectations align with wider channel expectations, with 75% of MSPs expecting revenue growth. Regulatory pressures, particularly ESG standards, are also a concern for MSPs. A recent survey by Kaseya reveals that global managed services providers are prioritizing customer experience and vendor consolidation. Over one-third, 35% of MSPs globally attribute competition to being the biggest challenge, up from 29% last year. The survey found that increasing competition has led MSPs to focus on delivering a positive customer experience while also seeking to simplify their tech vendor associations. And here's one seemingly for vendors. According to a poll by Canalys, vendors can enhance their relationships with channel partners by creating dedicated managed service provider programs that cater to partner-specific needs. About 70% of polled partners stated that a dedicated MSP program improves their relationship with vendors. The report emphasizes the importance of distinguishing MSP programs from broad partner programs and tailoring them to the unique requirements of MSPs. It also highlights the value of MSP-specific certifications and badges to differentiate experienced MSPs from newcomers in the market. The article suggests that vendors should understand their importance in the managed services landscape and accordingly design incentive structures and programs. Why do we care? U.S. sentiment may not be great overall, but the market looks like good times as we go into the holidays. I offer the UK data because that market is distinctly less rosy. Even there, we see optimism. Good times ahead. Customer experience is distinctly related to data analytics, AI, and machine learning. The trick is pulling it all together. While my lens for analysis is for providers, I wanted to offer that vendor insight here for two reasons. First, vendors, if you're listening, this is relevant. And second, providers, I wanted you to hear the advice being given to your vendors so you can look for who's doing it. Go too long without talking security, and the stories pile up. Let's get into it. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, has released draft guidance for protecting controlled unclassified information, outlining revised cybersecurity requirements for federal agencies and government contractors. The updates include security requirements and assessment procedures for evaluating threats to CUI. The public comment period for the draft publications will be open until January 12, 2024, and the final rule is expected to be published in early 2024. The release of the revised guidance follows public feedback on a previous draft version. NIST aims to develop universal standards and guidelines that organizations can tailor to meet their specific needs. According to a report by the National Cybersecurity Alliance, there's a lack of interest in cybersecurity among Gen Z and other generations. The NCA found that only 69% of Gen Z respondents considered online security a priority, compared to 82% of millennials and 91% of baby boomers. To address the issue, IT professionals should seek creative ways to promote safe online habits and personalize information security. U.S. data brokers are selling sensitive private data about active duty military members and veterans, including their names, addresses, geolocation, net worth, religion, and information about their children and health conditions. A study conducted by researchers from Duke University found that many data brokers offered to sell this data with minimal vetting and were willing to deal with buyers using email domains based in the U.S. and Asia. The study highlights the privacy and national security risks created by data brokers and calls for industry regulation. According to Cisco's 2023 Consumer Privacy Survey, younger consumers take privacy seriously, governmental action and privacy laws are seen as positive, AI using personal information is a concern, and companies need to earn trust in AI. The survey also found that users have increased exercising their data subject access rights, and while there's enthusiasm about AI, there are concerns over its deployment. Why do we care? That controlled unclassified information guidance can easily be adapted for commercial use, and I wanted to inform providers of it. Interesting, there's interest in privacy, but not in cybersecurity. That's an important safety tip. The value of privacy should not be dismissed. And let's note that the passage of a U.S. privacy law would be good for cybersecurity in this context, too. Enable has announced its third quarter 2023 results. The company reported 15% year-over-year growth, with subscription revenue experiencing 15.3% year-over-year growth, projecting 11 to 12% growth for the fourth quarter. Shares of Enable were down 13% in pre-market trade on Monday. Why do we care? Disclosure, I'm a shareholder. As the lone managed services software provider of scale to be on the public market, Enable has the dubious distinction of being the one to judge its performance. It announced better earnings than projected, and the market didn't reward them. Consider that when considering the approaches of these software vendors who focus on return for their investors. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Pickle Day. I'm not a fan, but I think my wife is, so I'll make sure she gets one. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and the link is in the show notes. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.